This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell in for GP. We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Brief personal announcement, if I may, real quick, before we defer to our guy Grant here on the phones. You know who's very supportive of me on online?
Who's that?
Ryan's mom, Mrs. Clary.
Hey, Mama Clary.
Likes the stories, gives me the thumbs up when I post some stuff. It's very nice, Ryan. Yeah. She's very supportive. I love that.
No, I know. My mom is, she retweets all of my tweets on Twitter, which I think is great. I love her for it. It's awesome. I love it.
So thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed. I don't know. Instagram is very foreign to me. It basically started as people taking pictures of their food, which I think is the dumbest thing on the planet. Eat the food's there to be eaten. Eat it immediately.
Phone got to eat first. That's what the young people say.
Right, which it does not. I'm so hungry.
It's terrible.
I have to eat first. I'm so hungry. That's why I'm here. I'm at this restaurant to eat the food. Then it turned into attractive people like selling weight loss supplements. Then it turned into like attractive people posting their things from other platforms, like the TikToks and whatever. Yeah. So, like, the controls never work for me. It's never intuitive. It doesn't make much sense. So I never quite know why I see things. It's a long way to get to that. But for whatever reason, every time Mrs. Clary likes something that I do, I see that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I get likes, but whatever. Let's jump now to the old Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We got him. Proud Papa times four. Grant Paulson joins us. GP, what's up, dude?
The creator of
what
the president.
What's going on, fellas? How are we?
How's Mount Rushmore doing?
Mount Rushmore is alive and well. We are now responsible for four children. We just got back to the house here just a bit ago. The introductions went well. Link presented the three children at home $5 bills with Lincoln on them, so he's trying to buy their friendship, so everything is going swimmingly.
That's a good strategy. Whoever's in charge of that deserves a promotion. Let's ask like about the real important stuff here. Obviously, how uncomfortable was the couch in the hospital?
I mean, horrendous. It was so bad. So two nights, because of the timing of when we went in and when the baby was actually born. The first of the two nights was in like the room where you actually go through the labor and have the baby.
Yep.
And you're not typically supposed to stay there overnight. And so you would have thought, well, that couch was worse, and it probably was. But there was no sleeping anyway. Like by the time everything kind of calmed down, it was like 2 a.m. Then by the time it was actually ready to like have a baby, it was like 6 a.m. So there was not really sleeping. I think I probably got like 46 minutes that night. The next night I felt pretty good about everything. It was like a bed could be made out of this couch. If you hit a couple of buttons and weird contraptions, so much worse. So terrible. The way I describe it, Danny, mm-hmm. is like each time I had to like just try to bear enough pain of like back and side and legs and everything until it got so terrible that I had to flip. And I, it was just like, I was like a hot dog being cooked where I had to be like, you know, every 10 minutes yes. you have to like readjust it. It was like, okay, I got like 5 more minutes in me of like grinning and bearing this before I have to flip over on my other side. It was the pit. So we're home. My bed has never looked better than it does right now, and tonight's going to be a good night.
You excited to have another fella in the house, GP?
Yeah, we had to even things out a little bit. So 2 boys, 2 girls now, which I feel good about the ratio there. We went girl, boy, girl, boy. So, yeah, they all met. Everybody's happy so far, I think, in a good place. And, yeah, I think that we have reached the end of the road. So if Danny wants to catch me, he can now catch me.
Oh, so that's news we're breaking here on the program, huh?
It depends who your source is. But we've reached the end of the road.
I have heard that talks are far apart on
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
but, I have heard
let's just say the McLaurin negotiation is ongoing.
Yeah.
Indeed. Offers have been made, but nobody's really talking right now. GP, one more baby one before we actually get to the serious stuff. You did an excellent bit, right? We talked about doing it on the show before you left on whatever day was that, Wednesday, I guess, when you took off after a couple minutes. It was perfect.
Right.
It's the, hey, mama, we ready to go as you soap up your hands, et cetera. It's a 10 out of 10 bit. You sent me a video.
Yeah.
I heard a mild chuckle in the background from the videographer, a.k.a. your in-labor wife. Did you keep going with the bit? How did it go?
Yeah.
Just walk me through it.
Yeah, so we ended up doing that like 4 times over the, I would say the first 24 or so hours we were there. It was funny because you also saw me climb in the pocket with the big peanut. What would you call that? Like, it's not a pillow.
It's kind of a pillow. It's like a support pillow.
Yeah, right? It's like a peanut ball that you, mm-hmm. you like. The idea is you prop it between your legs during the laborious process, and it like basically helps you when you're laying on your side or whatever. So I was using that as a football, giant-sized football. And so I was like, I sent that to a couple of people, and my sister texted me back, and she's like, please tell me Allison is not recording these videos while she's in labor. And I was like, yeah, of course she is. And she's like, you're making her do that. I was like, no, she wanted to do that. But yeah, the bits went really well. Comic relief. I think I felt good about them. I think the football one actually played better than anticipated. I don't know I had a clean pocket. I climbed pretty much the length of the room. I'll have to post that one on Instagram.
Like, I think you were past the line of scrimmage, if I'm being real. You know what I mean? Like, you climbed hard in that pocket.
I did, absolutely. Footwork was good. But, yes, I think I may have been past the line of scrimmage when I released the ball. But, yeah, I think in the end, I never showed it to – everyone was like, you got to show this to the nurses. And I just didn't want to do that in the event that maybe there was some offense taken, even though I befriended them. And I think by the end of the time, we had a good rapport. But it's one of those things, like, I don't know if Linnell or Ryan or the guys, like the younger guys, would get it if they haven't been in the hospital. But if you've ever had a kid, it's one of the greatest impressions ever.
Yeah, so to explain it to the folks that aren't initiated, these unbelievable, high-energy, emotionally, like, giving people that are the labor and delivery nurses, it is, like, such a grind. It's so unbelievably hard. Because it's a huge deal for me.
Yeah.
And they've got 25 rooms of that. And they're just going, they're just popping back and forth, bringing human life into the world.
Yeah.
They're shucking and jiving. They're so prepared. They're on top of it. They are SEAL Team 6 on this in this regard. But part of it is this person, and then, of course, the husband, who's very uncomfortable on an uncomfortable couch, is going through this agonizing, unbelievably challenging, you know, ridiculous process. And so they come in with this, like, sing-songy, musical, Sprite-type energy where they put the little hand sanitizer on their hands, and as they're wiping it in, it's like, hey, mama, how's baby? Is everyone ready to go? Are we ready to get this baby out of here? You need anything? Any ice chips? And Grant mastered that impression and is doing that bit every time he leaves the room and comes back in.
That's incredible.
I guess when you've been there enough, we have our own wing over at Inova Alexandria.
Seriously.
You're able to study and analyze the tape. You know, we've had a lot of practice. I will say, though, Danny.
You got Kirk's notebook on everybody, right? That kind of style for
yeah,
quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. But Inova Alexandria, the best, if anybody is in the area having children. As you said, they're doing this all day long with one kid after another. And so, to me, it's the biggest, most important moment of my life. For them, it's like, the fourth time today that they're doing this, and they make it very special and cool, and I got nothing but love for all of them. It was awesome.
All right, so Grant Paulson with us here on G&D. Linnell sitting in for Grant. You have to bet the entire Paulson fortune. So the kids would have to give back those $5 bills that Link gave them, okay, if you're wrong. Who are the Nats taking 1-1?
I think it's got to be a high school bat after Rizzo's departure. And I don't necessarily think him leaving is going to be a game changer. I don't know where you're at on that, Danny Linnell, but so much of the work is done, right? So this is a 12-month process. Danny Haas, Brad Cilic, those guys are still running the operation. Mike DiBartolo would have been heavily involved from an analytical and assistant GMing standpoint anyway. He's now running point. I just think with Rizzo at the controls, they did have an MO, which was to move prospects quickly, to prioritize college pitching. That has gone away a little bit, especially with this change recently. But over the last, I think it was four drafts, 70% of their players in the top 10 rounds have been bats, matter of fact. And they have gone more high school heavy. So I think there's been a movement toward that organizationally anyway. But if they really want to be a model organization, as we call it, like the analytics play here, and they want to be a little more R&D in how they do things, that screams high school bat. So it's interesting to me because I've thought all along Cade Anderson, the lefty from LSU, would be the pick at 1-1 who threw the complete game shutout with 10 Ks in the College World Series. He moves fast. He'll be in the big leagues by the end of next year. He will be in the rotation probably early in the 2027 season. And he could help time up maybe if Mackenzie Gore's still around, if C.J. Abrams still around with this window. But without Rizzo there, I do think maybe you just swing big here. You swing for the fences. So that's Ethan Holliday very likely, Jackson's little brother, Matt's son, who's the big power bat in this class, who's the best high school slugger in America. Or another high school player that I really, really like that's a little off the beaten path is a kid named Eli Willits, who's working his way into the top of the draft board. But I just think he's a more complete player. He's going to stay at shortstop. Nobody talks about him, but he's also from Oklahoma like Ethan. His dad also played in the big leagues. He's not a seven-time All-Star like Matt, but really Reggie Willits is with the Angels. Same way as Ethan's got family that coaches at Oklahoma State. You know, Eli Willits' his dad is an assistant coach at Oklahoma in college. It's the same bloodlines kind of deal with a former major leaguer and a coach in the family, a brother who plays college ball. And he's going to actually stay at short, whereas I think Ethan Holliday ends up at best at third as a power hitter and probably in a corner outfield. So I just like the value there of a speed guy who's got hit tools, who's going to hit for average, who's going to be bat to ball, whereas Holliday has more swing and miss. And I'd probably go Willits, you know, if I had to decide it. But who are they going to take? I guess the safest thing to assume is just to go chalk and say Ethan Holliday. But what would be stunning is if all these guys get together now without Rizzo as analytics types, so to speak, and they take the college pitcher, Cade Anderson, when normally you would prefer to go bat over arm.
You mentioned the timeline of this thing, GP, and I think that's super interesting in terms of their decision-making moving forward here, specifically talking about the deadline here. When you look at the timeline of this group and when they're expected to be competitive, doesn't necessarily match up to when, you know, C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, they're slated to be free agents in about 2 years. You're probably not going to be good then. Because of that timeline, do you consider picking up the phone if you get calls on those guys coming up at the end of the month?
So I think there's two answers to that. They're a little bit different. I mean, the first thing is I don't agree, Linnell, with the premise that they're not going to be ready to win in the next 2 years. Now, if you mean win a World Series, then you're probably right. Okay. I mean, but they may not be ready to win a World Series for a long, long time if they don't start investing some money, because none of the smaller or medium market teams, even the ones that do a good job and compete, actually make World Series runs here in the recent history. That having been said, I actually think they're one good offseason away. I think they are pretty close with the core that they've got if they spent a little money. You know, if they were able to go out and sign a starting pitcher like a Dylan Cease or a Michael King or bring in a power bat, I don't think you go big with a Kyle Tucker who's going to take a few hundred million dollars, but you know, someone who could hit home runs and drive in runs, if they were able to upgrade at first base, then I think pretty quickly they're an over 500 team. And if you get, you know, to 83, 84 wins on paper going into the season, you know, now you're in a wild card mix. And now you're a decent trade or two in season away from actually making the postseason. So I actually think, as odd as it sounds right now, they're way closer than people think to just being an over 500 team, which is kind of the first of a few goals. Mm-hmm. That having been said, I think the reality is that Mackenzie Gore is very likely to be on the trade market, whether that's at the deadline this year, which would surprise me a little bit, or this off season. And I think I probably would. I wouldn't want to. I think it'll do pretty severe damage to the fan base initially in the short term to trade another one of your stars, especially after it came off an all-star year. But I think if you could trade him for two top 50 players, see, you know, the deal Garrett Crochet just netted the White Sox with the Boston Red Sox, and you're not going to get quite as much as Crochet did, but they did really, really well in that return. I think you'd probably have to do it, and I'd be perfectly fine with them doing so this offseason if they could get a couple of bats for Gore, just because I don't think he's coming back. He's a Boris guy. I've long been told there's a little bit of Anthony Rendon to him, meaning as good a dude as he is and as happy as he is right now, I mean, he doesn't plan on being here for the duration of his career. Whereas a guy like C.J. Abrams, I would try to extend every single day between now and free agency. He's not a Boris guy. So I think both things can be true. I'd probably trade Gore this offseason. And also, I think with a good offseason, you could still be in the conversation to go over 500 next year. I think you could thread that needle and do both.
Does it influence your thought process on Sunday then, whether or not you're trading Gore or not?
It's a good question. I mean, I don't think you draft that way, right? Especially at number one. Maybe in other rounds or some other, you know, choices that you might make down the line, third, fourth round, when you got a guy that maybe you want to roll the dice on who's a college pitcher who can move fast or help you in the bullpen in a couple of years or something. But at number one overall, it's just so rare to get that pick and to pick that high. I think you got to try to hit a home run. You know, you got to draft on ceiling. You got to trust your staff that you're going to develop the player. And if they like Cade Anderson to be Mackenzie Gore, you know, to be a number two type starter, then you should probably take him. Now, I've talked to a couple scouts this week who say he's probably more of a three, realistically, like the floor of a four. Well, if he became a third or a fourth starter and Ethan Holliday is a 30 home run bat at third base, then you should have drafted Ethan Holliday. The kid I really like, Eli Willis, I think what he turns into is bat-to-ball average hitting speedster who might hit 15 or so home runs at the big leagues, which doesn't sound great. But when you're playing plus defense on the infield at shortstop, and you're hitting 15, 18 home runs, and you're stealing 25 to 30 bags, all of a sudden that's a super valuable fringe all-star type player. So I think you got to use this opportunity to draft the best player regardless of what the window looks like in the next couple of years. But here's the interesting question, guys. I mean, if you're Mike DiBartolo, you get one crack at this thing.
Right.
Do you want to play it a little safer so it looks better? You know, like, you know, if you draft Cade Anderson, he's getting to the big leagues faster than the high school bats. And he's probably going to be, at worst, a solid major league pitcher. If you draft a high school bat, how often have we seen that around here? That guy might be Carter Kieboom or Elijah Green. So do you want to, you know, do you want your first pick, so to speak, on your ledger to be a little safer? I don't think he's that kind of guy, but it's something you got to consider.
Jeeps, last one for you here before we let you get back to whatever it is you're up to. I can't even remember. But the last one I got is, after this draft, how will we know, and here's where I'm going with it, twofold. One, that DiBartolo was kind of allowed to do what he wants, like the learners are not interfering, right? Or just think over the next couple of weeks, like how will we know that he's been allowed to put his imprint, or it's been, dude, you're just here in name only, interim, you don't have any real authority, we're not letting you trade away a prize piece because fans already aren't coming. And how will we know that his imprint was visible on this draft? Maybe not in round one, as you said, with 1-1, but second round they're at pick 49 and kind of as you go. Once the draft is done, will we be able to tell, you know what, you could see his influence here, blank?
So that's a good point and question. I mean, I would say it's going to be hard to come away with that after the draft because they have done a lot of the things the last couple of years with this newer group that a analytics heavy organization would do. And because there's not, like, you know, you can't spend over your slot. It's not like they can all of a sudden break a record for how much they've spent or something. You're given an allowance to spend and you can spread it out over rounds. I would have said, well, if they, you know, spend more than they normally do in the draft, then that's indicative that the ownership cares and is investing again. But that's not really a reality here. I think the trade deadline is actually the answer to your question later this month. Like, if he were to trade Mackenzie Gore, as an example, I think that is a sign that ownership is giving him some leeway here as an interim GM. Like, you're not letting an interim GM trade your ace that just went to the All-Star game, right? That tells you he has a really good chance to be the GM and that they really are empowering him to make the moves that he thinks are best for the organization. But I think draft-wise, you'll know that it looks different than if Rizzo was running it if it's super high school bat heavy throughout. Because that's not something, like, even if they did that early, their whole strategy last year was Siebert King at 10 so that they could get Luke Dickerson to a record amount they've ever spent in the second round of high school bat out of Jersey with Trout Thompson, who's in Fredericksburg right now. Like, that was a strategy early, but they still got back to home base with a lot of the collegiate, safer, quicker moving type players. If that doesn't happen, I'd say it'll look different for sure.
Jeeps, happy for you, dude. Congrats to you and your beautiful wife. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate you, fellas. Be good. And I will. We'll catch up next week. I'm still going, believe it or not, oddly, to the All-Star game this coming week, and I'll be at the draft Sunday for MLB Network
the
Radio.
The show does not stop.
Amazing. All right, good luck with that. Uncle or Dad is out of here. I'm going to go check out some prospects. The best. See you, buddy.
I mean, damn.
All right, take care.
He's a machine.
He doesn't stop.
Nothing stops him, quite literally.
He literally doesn't stop.
But I knew that. I don't know why I'm acting surprised.
I know, but when you see a new example,
yeah, it's
Brady's like, all right, she gave birth an hour ago. I should probably jump on the plane because the MLB pipeline All-Star ball signing is in Atlanta in 2 days. We've done a couple of lists here lately, Linnell.
We have.
That, frankly, haven't been terribly kind to Washington. They pointed a couple position groups that, frankly, are a little bit not so hot. Let's flip the script.
Let's switch it up
a little bit.
What's a more hip word I could use here? Let's Uno reverse it.
Uno reverse card this thing.
Yeah.
We've got a great list where a guy that you like is ranked real high. Mm. We'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Should I turn my mic on, do you guys think? I did a full intro just now to no one. I was like, why don't I hear my headphones? Because you're not on the air, idiot. Grant and Danny here on the fan. Danny Ruye, Linnell Willingham hanging out. You missed GP, who just joined us live from home. Little baby Paulson's back home. Fam's doing well. So cool. So happy for those guys. And GP celebrating by leaving and going somewhere else to do some extra work. He loves it. He's heading down to the All-Star weekend for his annual pilgrimage down that way. A little bit of a nugget I want to get to before we give you this list that's favorable to the Local 53. You see this? Apple TV has reportedly offered Formula One $150 million to $200 million annually for the U.S. media rights to broadcast races on Apple TV.
That's a lot of money for Formula One, isn't it?
It's a lot of money for anything that's not the NFL.
Yeah, I'm about to say, holy cow.
That's a big chunk of change, dude.
Where's the return on investment for this? Like, why is it worth it to Apple TV?
That company does okay.
They have other programs to help them out, but damn.
Yeah, ESPN currently paying $90, by the way. This is one of those, is that what you're bidding? Watch this kind of offers. People need to understand this.
They wanted it.
That Netflix documentary show, Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
And new leadership at Formula One. I'm sure FS1's doing fine.
Yeah.
Formula One basically made this giant change where they went, why are we ignoring a huge marketplace in the world and thumbing our noses at these guys? We should be embracing this entire thing. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. Again, the NFL has its own standard or its own sort of setup. The NFL is the number one most popular sport in America. College football is number two.
Yeah.
Then there's a million miles. NBA is third. Then it's baseball, hockey, and kind of whatever in some order. There have been moments. Golf had its moment when Tiger Woods was very relevant. There have been times.
Tennis has been up
tennis
there.
Tennis has had some times. And that's Reggie Wayne. But there have been a lot of sports that have kind of come and gone and kind of had their individual. Everyone's always told me how soccer is going to catch on. Huh. And it's been regional. There are certain places where it's very popular. People watch international soccer around here more than anywhere else per capita, according to every bit of data that we can find. But once this finally got here, this Formula One situation has been wildfire. Multiple races in the States. People are so invested because of how good that Drive to Survive show is.
I wonder, like, what it did to the popularity of the sport. That's all. I don't know if there are any, like, direct numbers that can, like, translate to that and show you, well, hey, after the debut of the show, we had X amount of viewers tune in to our next race. I think big picture, though, it goes to show how much of an asset, if you give them the access, how much of an asset Netflix could be for a sport. Kind of a tangent here. If the WNBA is trying to grow and thrive and survive, and I think that the rivalry that exists right now between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, it could have a similar impact to what Magic and Bird had on the NBA back in the day. But I think we need more access. We need more drama, more storylines. How do you do that? I'd watch a WNBA in-season documentary if they followed a player around all season long.
Yeah, they need to do that.
They need to do something like that.
Because I will tell you, they're not short on drama.
No.
In fact, that's the entire thing at this point. And it's incredibly off-putting.
Really?
Like,
okay.
I guess we're going down this road. Let's just have this conversation
real
quick. For me, I was not an active watcher. I have no interest in it. Okay. Right. So that doesn't mean anything other than I don't watch professional ping pong, pro lacrosse, pro tennis, the UFL. I don't watch a lot of things, right? That was on my list of things that, it's fine. Win games, lose games. I'd rather DC win than not, but I never reference it as one of the championships we've won because I'm not a fan. I didn't really care. Yeah. And again, that sounds dismissive, but there's no ill will. There's no animus, right? I now have animus. Mm. I used to not. I do now. One thing about me, as a 45-year-old, just a dude, I can't be yelled at. You can't scold me into liking your thing.
Yeah.
You can't yell at me. So when this thing happens, for whatever reason, Caitlin Clark comes along and people are very intrigued. The casual fan that has never been a fan before is interested.
Yeah.
The casual fan shows up and goes, hey, what's going on? people that were always interested turn around and yell at the new people. They yell at them. We're very angry that you're here. Okay? I'll see you later.
I'm about to say, like,
goodbye, everybody.
Right.
I'll never bother you again. Trust me, I will never bother you again.
I think there's
but
like.
I would watch that documentary as my second follow up to that.
There's like a pride in it, I think, Danny, with the original fans of the W, is how I would put it. Mm-hmm. The pre Caitlin Clark era fans.
Yeah. And congrats to you guys. You were there first.
Exactly. And I think that's all it's about is like, oh, you all are only here now. You're not real fans. And then we do the whole bit where we police. How people
root. I'm definitely not a real fan.
So, exactly. And I think it's interesting. I'm like an advocate of the league. You know, I do national radio on the Infinity Sports Network every weekend, and it's something I've taken calls on, and I had this ridiculous thought to some people, but to me it made sense. I'll run it by you here real quick. I think if they could properly market it with the drama and the storylines that they have and the new stars that are being ushered into the league, I think that the W eventually over time could compete with, dare I say it, Major League Baseball and the NHL. It's like the third biggest professional sport. I know that probably sounds super off base, but if they maneuver the right way, if they get the Netflix doc, if they're able to, this is the one thing that's kind of off put me about the W, they're expanding the league, and like the conditions for the current teams suck, yet they're bringing more teams into it to have them deal with those same terrible conditions. So that's the one thing about the league I'm kind of not on board with. I know prominent players have come out and discussed how they're being lowballed in CBA negotiations, but like I think the drama of it, while it may be off-putting to some, for others is what keeps them glued to the television. That's why the NFL is king. And why it runs the world, you know, 12 months out of the year. Because there's always a storyline. There's always something going on with it. And I'm about to go off on a complete tangent. Damn.
Well, respectfully, it's number one because of fantasy football, gambling.
Yes.
And each week is the most important event of the week. Because
for sure,
the games
exactly.
are so few and precious.
Exactly.
Whereas when you're grinding over 82, like they do in the NHL and pro basketball, or 162 like baseball, you can never give that one game the level of import. Whereas it is the most must-see thing that week because your entire season could ride on it, your fantasy week rides on it, everybody can live or die, and it's the easiest thing to do in the world. So that's how it superseded everything else is the fantasy football game. But anyway, that's a good digression. We got a little sidetracked there, but I like that. Warren Sharp, a guy that I like an awful lot. I found it, by the way, Darius. I've been looking for it the entire time. I just found the thing I'm looking for. Anyway, he's been doing a bunch of rankings. It's ranking season. His book's about to come out, etc. I got a ranking you guys are going to like. I'll pay that off, I promise. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In 13 minutes, we will spin the wheel for the local 53 and discuss whichever player it lands on. You know, each day it's been interesting. Darius, who works super hard behind the scenes on this, puts together highlight packages for each person, like whether it's draft announcements, big plays, you know, college scouting reports, just always find some like really cool audio. So it's been really neat because you don't know what it's going to land on, and he hits play and you find out with like kind of the highlight package. So we'll see where the highlights of whoever this player is, where it lands on. We'll do that at 6 o'clock, plus get your lead off before we get out of here. But let me pay this off. Welcome back to the show. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell in for GP. I've been teasing this, and I saw this and I drooled. My guy, Warren Sharp, whom I love very dearly. Warren, I think Warren likes me just fine, to be honest with you. But I love that guy. I am such a fan, and he'll be on the radio program next Wednesday, I've been told, which is very, very fun. We'll talk about this and more. But he did a quarterback tier based on expected performance in 2025. So in his A tier, he's got a handful of players. People are expecting, by the way, Kyler Murray to have a pretty monster year this year.
I've seen a lot of people say that.
Murray's in there. Dak Prescott's in there. Brock Purdy is on that list. A couple guys. A tier players. A plus tier. Joe Burrow. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Right? Pat Mahomes, S-plus tier. That's above A-plus tier. Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
Jaden Daniels. And, dude,
it's refreshing.
I got a little verklempt. Yeah. I got a little steamy. The hairs. Look at the hairs. Look at the hairs.
Literally stood up.
What are they doing? They're standing up. They'll stand up. It'll be anarchy, bro. You see where just put him?
He did it.
You see where just put him?
And it's crazy because think about the crew over at Yahoo Sports that ticked everyone off, leaving him out of the top 10 of both of their lists from, I think it was like Nate Tice and then Charles McDonald. Both omitting him from the top 10. This is putting him in the top 5.
The S-plus tier, which is like the stupid, tier. Ludicrous, etc. So dream on it with me. What does that season look like? What does that year look like if he does this?
Man,
because that's an MVP candidate.
Think about it last year.
Right?
If he ended up throwing for like 37-50 or something like that, and you think about the Panthers game where he only plays the first possession, and then you think about the Cowboys game at the end of the season where he only plays the first half, he was close to throwing for 4,000 yards and then rushing for, what was it, 850?
Yep.
Or something like that last year in his rookie season. So
891, by the way.
890. Sorry. So like that's damn near 4,000 yards through the air, damn near 1,000 on the ground. Like he was very close to those numbers. I think this year, if he is to be viewed as a S plus tier guy, it's 4,000 yards passing. It is 26 to 28 touchdowns. it is single-digit interceptions, and then I think the rushing total goes down in terms of the yards, but I think the touchdowns go up. Talking 11, 12 rushing touchdowns, something like that.
He was only 15th in pass attempts last year. 15th. Now, you mentioned it. Two reasons why. One, leaves the Carolina game after, you know, the first series, yeah, whatever. Doesn't play second half Dallas game. I'm trying to think of others. You know, sort of walking wounded at times for some of these games.
Yeah.
They're blowing some teams out. Or had a let's ground and pound running plan against New Orleans, for example.
Yeah.
But even still, as a rookie, didn't sling the ball near as much as Joe Burrow. More, I think it was nearly 200 attempts less than Burrow. Now, Bengals couldn't stop you or me.
Yeah.
And they're slinging it. But Aaron Rodgers threw 580 times. Mahomes, 580. Geno Smith, 580. Baker Mayfield, 570. A lot of guys are slinging it a lot more. I expect that number not to go up dramatically, but go up some this coming year. Would you agree with that or no? Or do you think they'll kind of stay right around that time? He was 480 last year. He and Lamar Jackson almost comparable.
When you think about what they did this offseason, addressing the offensive line, two pass pro, you know, blocking savants in Connolly Jr. and then Laremy Tunsil. Yeah, I think you're on base with that. I just, the elephant in the room with him that no one wants to talk about and that I'm fearful of, and I'm going to sound like Chris Russell here, I hope they can keep him upright. And I know the moves that they made signal that, yes, he should have the same good health that he had last year, but that's my fear. I think he's great. I think he can win from the pocket. I think he can win from outside of the pocket. He doesn't turn it over. When he got bent backwards against Atlanta,
yeah,
on Sunday Night Football, I don't ever want to feel anything like that.
Yeah, my heart stopped.
Like, it was, it felt like I had my life snatched away from me. So protecting him is the big thing for me, but like, I think ultimately there are more passing attempts, and I think this passing offense, you know, takes another step because of all the continuity that they have too.
So for me, I think the pass attempts go up because they're playing better teams. I think there's more trailing. I think there's less Browns game where you're up by 30, less Titans game where you're, yeah, up by 30. The divisional games are always going to be a whatever. I mean, look how bad the Giants and Cowboys were last year, and those were rock fights.
Yes,
both of those. Fewer Carolina Panthers game. I know he left that one with injury, but where you, me, or Marcus Mariota, whoever can hand it off and throw for a million yards. I think you got a tougher schedule. You're trailing more. I think people are going to say, all right, fine. Your legs can't beat us. We know that when you roll left, you're running. When you roll right, you're throwing. We're not scared of a lot of stuff. We're going to make you do something else. I think there's going to have to be more pass attempts, more first down pass attempts. We're getting guys kind of off what you want them to do, but just kind of a thought there. So to me, the numbers could start to look, if this is right, these numbers could look insane. If you get to 525 pass attempts, it's only a couple more per week when you break it down. That's about how many times C.J. Stroud threw it, Matt Stafford threw it, despite missing a game or two. If you're in that range with some of the similar ratios, not even better ones, similar ratios to what you had, okay, you're talking 4,400 yards, probably 30, 31 touchdowns, maybe then, again, similar interception totals, you'd say 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. But then you add in the rushing totals. I hope he doesn't run for 900 yards this year because it means offense didn't work as well. But add another 600 yards there, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. You're talking about one of those, holy crap.
He had a year.
Type seasons.
Yeah.
Right? Where you are a candidate for that Most Valuable Player award. And someone else has a year, like say a Lamar Jackson, yeah, where he should have won it and didn't. Maybe they give it to Lamar Jackson. Maybe they just say, fine, we're less bored. We'll give it to Lamar Jackson again if he does what he did last year, which is lead the league in everything. But it's a good conversation. That'd be a lot of fun. I would take that season, by the way.
I would too.
We'll spin the wheel next. Plus, get you a Nats leadoff. Last segment before the weekend. Grant Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.